did. Mm-hmm. Steve Harlan used to run a wagon up to carry turnips and things like that.
To Providence.
To Providence. Mm-hmm. Well, finally we've begun to get into the milk business.
Could we pause this a moment? Now, just where did Steve Harlan live?
Over on the other road, just below the chapel.
Oh, yes.
Just almost across from the golf links.
Mm-hmm.
And they run the summer boarding house over there, the mm-hmm. hotel. They mm-hmm. had a big hotel
mm-hmm.
over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the farm, too.
Yes.
And of course, they sold that all up in house lots now.
Yes.
But we used to sell the turnips and things like that to him, and he would deliver them in Providence.
Mm-hmm. You were starting to tell me, I interrupted you, and I'm sorry, but you were starting to tell me about the milk farm, about the milk route.
Then he got in touch with some of the city people, got them to come down here to pick up milk. So we gradually started in selling milk. And I had to get up 4 o'clock in the morning to have that milk. I only made a little, but I had to take it to a spring way down and back to cool.
Mm. How many cows did you have?
I've forgotten.
Uh-huh.
We took it down to the spring and cooled it. And then I put 3 or 4 of the small cans out to the road, mm-hmm. supposed to have them out to the road by 6 o'clock
mm.
in the morning, so that I had to get
made a long day
pretty early to get them out. But that was the beginning of the milk business,
and yeah.
we gradually worked up from that to an ice tank in the milk house. We built a milk house and then had a ice tank. We put fill it with water, and then the milk truck would bring down cakes of ice each day for us to cool our milk with.
Mm.
And we'd cool that. So that we gradually worked into a little bigger cans.
Mm-hmm.
Then after a few years, why, we got rid of the ice tank and got electric tank.
Oh.
I bought a secondhand electric tank, and that went into that, so that saved
you,
a lot of...
Did you get more cows to do this?
Gradually worked up so that I had more cows.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got so that they run the truck and come around and picked up the milk right at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
So that we right out
you
of the tank.
We
didn't
it.
Have to dig it out to the road, so that saved a good deal later.
Yes.
But we've gradually worked, so now I'm not making milk.
No. But you made milk for many years.
Made
you raised
milk
for many
years.
Years.
Yes.
You told me once that you did some other things, that you had been a policeman once, or you...
Oh, well, that was just during the hurricane.
Oh, I see. During the hurricane.
After the hurricane, they put me on as a policeman on the corner, because I knew all the people at the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And the people at the harbor were allowed to go through, but any outsiders weren't.
No.
And they'd been a lot of Lutherans, so that they put me on one corner, and Charlie Dean on the other corner. He was a policeman at that time, and then he became chief afterwards.
Is he still chief of police now, you think?
No, no.
No, he's not.
No, Palmer is.
Palmer's chief now. That's, I should know that. In fact, I did know it. I don't know why I said that. Tell me about the hurricane. Where were you when it started?
Well, I was here at home during the hurricane. Hardly knew, that there was so much of a damage done. Because I was just nailing up barn doors and windows and things of that sort on account of the wind.
Yes.
More than anything else.
Yes.
And then one of the neighbors come in and asked me if I had a boat. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, I had one. It's up on the haymow with a lot of hay on it. We dug the boat out and put it in my truck and started down because he said there was one, a lady had been drowned and they wanted to find her, had been out and they wanted to find her. Well, as we went down, why, we got part way and you couldn't go any farther, the water was so high.
Oh.
And then we took and went round the other way over to the golf links. They had a lot of boats over there, so they didn't meet my boat at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we come back home because there was nothing we could do.
Mm-hmm.
But the hurricane was, had done an awful lot of damage.
I saw you have this book that you loaned me, and it's just incredible. The amount of everything could just seem to be torn to bits. And how many people were killed altogether?
There were three people killed on this side.
Yes.
There was one was washed way up in Adamsville,
mm-hmm.
on the, and another one over here on the marsh, right out in front here, mm-hmm. on the marsh. And this lady that we had been looking for was under a house down at the foot of Wheeler's Hill. And they found that, didn't find her for 2 or 3 days, and then they found her under this house.
Hmm.
With a wire, could... she was wire twisted around her, and she was kind of fastened to a telephone.
Oh. You can tell from this book that it was just a, that everything was torn to bits.
Yeah.
And that was in 1938.
That was, yes.
Yes. And then you came back to your normal life and your milk route and
we,
so on.
During that time, we'd had some trees down up here, and we had to milk our cows up in the pasture for a few days because we couldn't get them into the barn.
Mm.
As there was a big tree fell on the corner of the barn where we'd let the cows in.
Yes.
And we couldn't do that. And as I was police on the corner, that it took most of my time down there so that I, during the day, so I couldn't do, fix that.
No.
And
did you get paid for being a policeman?
Oh, yes.
What did you, do you know, have any idea how much you earned a day or an hour or something?
I've forgotten now.
I wish I knew because it'd be, it's so interesting to know what person earns today and what they did in 1938, you know. It, the comparison between
well,
the wages.
I've forgotten what we got, but we did get some. I worked on days and Freeman worked nights.
And Freeman was very young, wasn't he?
He was, well, he was, at that time, he was old enough to.
He was?
Yes.
23.
23? Good.
And he worked nights on that.
Yes. Well, after the hurricane, you went back to your milk. And your milk route, not milk route, but your milk raising and so
we
on.
Did the farming and mm-hmm. and working around with team,
mm-hmm.
son.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go out, I'd go out plowing and things of that sort.
Are you still, is Freeman still farming?
Freeman is still farming the same farm here.
What does he raise? What do you raise?
Well, we... mostly hay now.
Mm-hmm.
It's we cut all the hay and we raise corn for the cows, silage
mm-hmm.
corn for
we still have cows.
We still have cows. We raise young stock.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they come in, we sell them.
For you sell them
milk,
for cattle for
milk,
milk
cows.
Or milk.
We don't sell don't make the milk. We just
sell them.
As raise them up to milking time and then so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's release of keeps us from being tied quite so much.
Yes, you're freer. You don't have to milk the cows all the time.
And we work for the Westport Harbor Improvement Association.
You do?
I have worked there for 45 years.
Yes. Now tell me about that.
And well, that was picking up the rubbish and the garbage and ashes and rubbish from around the harbor.
Making it beautiful.
All the houses.
Yes.
And taking it to the dump.
Mm-hmm.
We still do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we go twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the bathhouse to take care of all the rest of the, all of it.
How old are you that you do all this twice a week?
I'm 87.
That's wonderful.
Well, I'm not doing the work now. Freeman does most of that.
He does.
Really did picking up the stuff. I'm not.
You're not really trying to.
No, I'm.
Be a young man.
I'm really more retired now. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing much. In fact, I can't.
No. Wouldn't think you could.
No. But I still take care of the bookkeeping some.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but I don't.
Do you have any idea at all of how much you got for milk a gallon when you first started and how much you get now? I'm so much interested in the comparison of figures.
I couldn't tell that without looking it all up.
I see.
I really don't know.
You don't remember.
I don't remember.
It must be, you must get four or five times as much now as you did then.
Oh, yes.
Or more.
Yes, you must. And still, they're not making enough to make it pay too much now.
No, no.
Because grain and things like that are costing so much more
mm-hmm.
than they did at that time.
Yes.
Of course, at that time, oats weren't over 32 cents a bushel.
Oh, really?
And we could
tell. Wonder what it is now.
I don't have no idea now.
No. $4.50.
Yes, they'd be
32 cents to $4.50. Hmm. Well, that is just about the way everything is.
But we raised most of our years back. We raised most of our food for the cattle. And,
yes.
And corn and all that. We grind, take it to the grist mill and have it ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In fact, we used to have our own ground Johnny cake meal ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd raise.
Did Mr. Gray up here grind it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's still grinding, isn't he?
These stones, as I said, this big gear that they where they put these rocks in.
Yes, tell a little bit about this beautiful wall.
The walls around this, on this place, were built before, a good deal before my time, of course. But the way I understood that they were built was they had a big two-wheel gear that had a windlass on it. And they would have three or four pair of cattle on this gear that they would drive it over a big rock out in the field, and they would drill a little hole about an inch deep on each side of the rock
mm-hmm.
and put a chain with hooks. They had a chain with a hook on each side, and they put those hooks in and raise the rock with this windlass. And then they'd start in at the beginning of the wall where they were building it
mm-hmm.
and drive with the one ox on each side of the wall. They would drive them over the top of the wall until they come where they wanted to, and then they'd lower the rock and drive off the other end and then go back and get another one. That's the way they built these walls with these great big rocks.
Have you any idea when this took place, how long ago they were built?
I don't.
It'd be wonderful to know because they're incredibly large rocks in there.
Those were all put in long before my time.
Mm-hmm.
There was an old sea captain that owned the place, a Captain Chase.
A Captain Chase.
That owned the place long.
He wasn't a whaling captain by any chance.
He was a whaling captain.
He was?
And I don't know anything about him any more than I was told that this Captain Chase lived here and owned the place.
Did he probably get whale from out from Westport Point?
I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a pair of oars that come from a whaling ship, I guess, because they're 20 whaling boat.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're about 22 foot long.
Yes.
And
an ordinary rowboat would have those.
Such,
no.
Such an oar.
They
as
belong
that.
In the whaling museum.
I have told them up to the whaling museum, up to the museum in Fall River, that I would give them, but I haven't had a chance to take them up because I've got to take a truck to get them up there.
Yes, 22 feet.
Yeah.
It's something. And they were here on the property when you came.
They were here in the barn when I come here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to look up. What was his first name, do you remember? Chase. He was Captain Chase.
Captain
you don't
Chase.
Know
I don't know
about
anything
him
about
than
him
that.
Any more than old Mrs. Howland, before she died, told me that this place was owned by a Captain Chase.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought it, it was a chamberlain. I bought it from a chamberlain, but there had been two or three had owned it
yes.
before I
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the house had been moved up here.
Mm-hmm. And when you came, the house had been moved, and
oh,
that's
yes.
why these trees that
they
are back there in that little grove.
They had used this house as a boarding house. The people that owned it before I did used it as a boarding house. There was a sign on the front of it.
Wellington.
The Wellington.
Oh, really?
On the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The Wellington.
And these were people who'd come in the summer? Or did they, were
just
people
come in
all
the summer,
year round?
People would use them just summers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because nobody come down here much in
the
winter.
Winter
time.
I wouldn't
in the
think
winter
so,
time,
no.
All you'd see would be just the light ships off there. You'd see, we'd see about three lights all winter long.
Yeah.
That'd be all we'd see.
Yeah.
We'd see hen and chickens and sow and pigs lights.
Yes.
And then years afterwards, they put a light on the Point Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to see hen and chickens, sow and pigs, and gay head.
Yeah. Oh, did you see gay head too?
Yeah, we see gay head light.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stop this for a minute. Do you have any crops now here at all? Any? Are you doing any farming?
We have about 400 hens, and we sell the eggs from them.
Well, that amount, as you say, it doesn't amount to much. I think 400 hens are quite a few hens.
Well, there's not much in them.
No?
No.
Not really?
We can't get enough, any more than... The hen business is really not too good. Because
well, now when they're 95 cents a dozen, you'd think they'd be...
Well, I haven't been getting that. I know they've gone up and we've just been... We've been getting 80 cents.
Oh,
now
80
we,
cents?
Now
I paid 95 cents for
yeah,
a dozen eggs this morning.
I went up.
They were extra large eggs.
Went
but
up yesterday so that I've been getting 85 for large and 90 for the extra
large. Extra large, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that it's a little better, but there's not much in it even then.
No,
with the
because all
grain,
the high price of grain
price
is
of
so
grain
high.
Is so high.
Mm-hmm.
The price of grain is $8.40
of what? A bushel?
100 pounds.
Bags. Mm-hmm. 100 pound bags. Well, no wonder. Well,
$8.85 for some, $8.40 for another.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what it used to be. Have you any idea, Freeman, how much it was 10 years ago?
Oh, when it's now back during the war, I think we were paying about $2.35 a bag for chicken starter and that sort of stuff.
in the 40s, you were paying $2 and something for 100 pounds.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an incredible difference in a very short time. But we won't go into economics any further. I'll just say thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you, and I've learned a great deal. I also want to thank you enormously for the whole committee for the use of your quilting frame.
Well,
my wife used to use it, and it was...
Well, we'll try it and see.
It's made back in the days when they went outside the wall and cut a stick and used it for legs, just a plain ordinary stick out of the...
Well, we'll see. We're making an awfully big quilt. It may not be large enough, but we're going to try it. This is wonderful. I said we weren't going to talk about economics anymore, but you've just told me that when you worked on the road in the 40s, was it, or was it the 30s or 20s, you got about $1 an hour?
Well, $1 an hour, I don't know what. 20s, I guess.
In the 20s, you got about $1 an hour for working on the road.
Yeah.
And another thing that we forgot to mention was the difference in the colors. You know, now people get $7 and $8 an hour for working on the road.
Yeah.
And another thing we forgot to discuss were the differences in colors between these arrowheads and where one color comes from and where another comes from. Could you tell me a little bit, tell us again about those?
Well, there were some black ones. They must have picked them up, made them from stone down in Newport, because it was a coal mine down that
mm-hmm.
way. And the red ones come from up north, well, North Attleboro.
Yes.
As it was, the stones up that way are all red.
Yes.
The white ones come from Lymera.
Yes.
As all the, up in the lime kilns up that way, they're all the white.
Now, where are these lime kilns?
In Lincoln.
In Lincoln. So that the white ones come from Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I'm thanking you, but this is just a little addition to what we had before. Oh.
How about the belt?
Huh?
Now, you wonder, we were also going to find out how you cooled things, how you kept things cool.
When I first come here, we used to dig a hole, or we dug a hole out near the woodshed and filled the bottom full of rocks. And then I'd bring up cold water from the well at the barn and pour in there each morning. And that was the way we cooled our butter and milk and things there. Then later years, I built a dumb waiter that went down into the cellar and had it do the same thing there. Dug a hole way down the bottom of the cellar and had this dumb waiter go from the kitchen closet down into this hole in the cellar. And I pour water down in that every morning, and that we didn't have to go outdoors to cool ourselves.
And keep out of the snow and so on. Well,
then the arrowheads that did I tell you about them?
Yes, you did.
I did.
Thank you.
But I really don't know. I don't know whether you ought to put that in or not.
Well, I think we should, because Freeman has the idea too that in the 20s the milk was about 4 or 5 cents a quart.
Something like that.
Yes, and I think that's a very interesting comparison between what it is now.
I did have some bills from that, but I don't know. I'd have to look them up. I don't know where they